Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a blessing to be with you once again this morning. I'm still sharing concerning the fact that we have been called to function in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 4, he mentions the fact that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, and teachers for the perfection of the saints. And it says, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You see, it says, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So it means that we've been called into the body of Christ, we are in the body of Christ, to function for the purposes of the edification of the body of Christ. The word edify or edification means to build up, to raise up, you see. So we have a function to build up the body of Christ, to aid someone get to know Christ some more, even as we get to know Christ some more. Hallelujah. And there are various paths, there are various things that are done in the body. There are various things that you can be called into. You could be called into one or into a multiple of offices, several ministries to perform in order to make the body of Christ grow wherever you are found. If you are found in a particular church, there's a reason why God has placed you there. And you must function. You must not be a pew warmer, just warming the pews. That's not the reason why you were created by God. You're created by God to help, to make things work in His house, and to get people born again, and to raise them in Christ, and to send them to do what God has called them to do. Hallelujah. I want to show you some of the functions that you could be called into, so that you become aware of it. Probably it's working in your life already, probably it's not. The Spirit of God can aid you through the Word of God that I'm sharing with you, to identify what you're supposed to do, and help you journey along that line. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 12, verse 4, it says, for us in one physical body, we have many parts, organs, members, and all of these parts do not have the same function or use. So we, numerous as we are one body in Christ, the Messiah. And individually, we are part one of another, mutually dependent on one another. Hallelujah. Is that not wonderful? So you could be an organ, any organ in the body of Christ. And even though we are one body, we don't have the same function. You see, we don't have the same function. That is why we have to be dependent on each other. There's something with you. So if, for instance, your brother in Christ is not doing what he's supposed to do as a member of the body of Christ, he's actually short-circuiting the connection between the body of Christ and prevents the body of Christ from enjoying what it's supposed to enjoy from him. If the hand decides not to feed you, you're going to be in trouble. The whole body is going to be in trouble. You see, as much as you'd want to pick food with your mouth, you've not been designed to do that. You will suffer when you are doing that. Hallelujah. That's why it says we are mutually dependent on one another. Hallelujah. Then verse 6 says, having gifts, faculties, talents, qualities that differ according to the grace given us, let us use them. Then he begins to mention the various ministries that one could be called into, one can develop into. It says, he whose gift is prophecy, let him prophesy according to the proportion of his faith. You see, there are those who have been called into, they have a ministry, a prophetic ministry. You see, I'm not talking about the prophetic office, I'm talking about a prophetic ministry that can develop to become a prophetic office later on. Hallelujah. And this prophetic ministry is accompanied by the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discernment of spirits and all that. Hallelujah. Then it says, he whose gift is practical service. You see, so there are those who have a gift of practical service. And practical service is varied. It's a very huge realm. Okay, it goes from ushers to musicians to those who help carrying things for the church and doing so many things. I mean, all those who are into logistics and all that fall into this line. Helpers. They are helpers. The King James calls them helpers. You see. But the Amplifier says, he whose gift is practical service. It could go into the extent of those who are into children's ministry. You see, children's ministry, just taking care of children is practical service. Just let him give himself to serving. Okay, those who clean the chairs, those who make sure the instruments are working, all those people are included in practical service. The ministry, don't neglect it. Don't think it is not. It is. Hallelujah. Let him give himself to serving. He who teaches to his teaching. So there are those who have been called into the ministry of teaching. That is, he who exhorts, encourages, through the exhortation. So even encouragement, there are those who can talk, and when they talk, you realize that they are being encouraged. It's a ministry. Hallelujah. He who contributes, let him do it in simplicity and in liberality. Those who can give, their giving is even a ministry that one can be called into. It's a gift, it's a grace that you can develop and grow into. Hallelujah. Then it says, let him do it in simplicity and liberality. He who gives aid and superintends. You see, there are people who give aid and superintend, or those who are leaders in the church, with zeal and singleness of mind. He who does acts of mercy with genuine cheerfulness and joyful eagerness. Okay, acts of mercy include starting orphanages, making sure those who are not eating are eating around, you know, taking care of people, really having mercy, going to the prisons and all that. The prisons ministry and all those things fall under this particular category. Hallelujah. It says, let your love be sincere, a real thing. Hate what is evil. Loathe all ungodliness. Turn in horror from wickedness, but hold fast to that which is good. Hallelujah. Okay, so these are various things that one could be involved in. You can have a lot of them function in your life. In fact, you can have all of them function in your life as you grow in the Lord. You see, you realize that you can exhort, you can teach, you are committed to practical service, you are committed to so many things. Hallelujah. That's some of the functions that we have in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So find your place and occupy your place. Allow us, Lord God, to aid you to locate what He has given to you, what He wants you to do in the local church, and go ahead and do it. And see your life expanding and increasing. That's the reason why you are made. Okay, as you do that, you allow for the things of God to go on. If there are no helpers in the church, the pastors will be doing everything and it won't work. You see. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Then God bless you. Bye-bye.